Feeling stuck in the day-to-day of your business? Like no matter how many hours you work, you're not really moving forward? If this is you, you're not alone. And the good news is there's a way out. In today's episode, I'm talking about what it really looks like to step into your CEO role, even if you're a team of one. We're going to be talking about time, focus, and how to start making high-level decisions that bring more profit, more freedom, and less burnout. Let's do this. Are you that driven entrepreneur who believes that working harder holds the key to your dreams? Are you drowning in the day-to-day tasks, wishing you had more time to strategize and cast the vision for your business growth? Hi, I'm Donna Dubay, your guide on this entrepreneurial journey. I've walked in your worn-out shoes, burning the midnight oil, convinced that sheer hard work was the secret to success. Just one more email, one more task, until I found myself on a one-way track to burnout. But here's the twist in the tale. I discovered that success isn't just about working harder, it's about working smarter. It's about being intentional with our time. It's about steering our ship with focus, because no team, system, or automation can outperform a lack of direction. In this podcast, I'm sharing with you all the strategies for business growth that it took me years to learn. If you're ready to step out of the daily overwhelm so you can amplify your profits, then I'm ready to teach you. I believe the only limit to your business growth is the one you set for yourself. Go grab a notebook, warm up that cup of tea, and let's do this. Hello, hello, and welcome. Episode 106. Let's dive in how to go from busy to strategic. Strategy, a word I love. All right, I want to open up with a question for you. When was the last time you had a full workday that actually felt clear and focused? Not reactive, not pulled in 10, 20, 30 different directions, just clear. If your answer is, I can't even remember, then you're absolutely not alone. Most small business owners I talk to and work with are stuck in a cycle of reacting. They're answering DMs, they're putting out fires, they're jumping into last-minute tasks, they're saying yes when they should say later, and feeling the pressure to just do more in order to keep up. And frankly, it's exhausting, right? And what's worse is that they know they're capable of leading their business differently. But when they finally sit down and try and map things out, their brain is fried. They're already behind. There's no space to breathe, let alone time to think like a CEO. Sound familiar? I know this so well because I've been there. In fact, I created something called the CEO Sprint because I was right there myself not too long ago. Let me share a little bit of how it got started. So a while back, my calendar was packed. Client calls, content deadlines, managing tech, managing people, managing my energy, which, let's be honest, wasn't working great at the time. I'd sit down in the morning and immediately jump into the inbox. There was no pause, no thinking, just go, go, go. Now, from the outside, things were running smoothly. But behind the scenes, I felt like I was working harder than ever, just to maintain. Every time I sat down to do CEO-level thinking, you know, those tasks like planning and strategy and creative growth work, I just felt mentally tapped out. And that's when it hit me. I had built a business that needed me for everything. I had the systems, sort of. I had help, sort of. But I was still at the center of it all. And that, my friends, is not scalable. It's not sustainable. And it's definitely not the freedom-filled business that I and probably many of you set out to build. And I had to admit that something was really uncomfortable. I wasn't running the business was running me. I needed a reset. No, not a long retreat or a complicated new system. I needed a short, focused sprint. Something that could help me step back, reset my priorities, and start acting like a CEO again. And that's what inspired me to create the CEO Sprint, my new private podcast that walks you through exactly the process over 7 short episodes. So, how do you know when you're stuck like me in this? Well, a few months ago, I was reviewing a client's calendar. Every single day was packed with client calls, delivery work, and behind-the-scenes admin. She was showing up, definitely. She was booked out. But she wasn't growing, at least not in a way that felt sustainable. And when I asked her, when was the last time to think about big picture strategy? When was the last time you had the time to think about future planning? She laughed and said, strategy sounds like a luxury right now. But here's the hard truth. When you don't carve out time for CEO level work, your business gets stuck in maintenance mode. It's not about working harder. It's about reclaiming the time and mental space to be able to lead. So let's pause here for a second because I want to speak directly to those of you who are solopreneurs or have a very small team. You might be thinking, that's great for bigger businesses. I get that. But in my business, it's just me. I am the content team. I am the service provider. I am the admin support. And I get it. Also, because I've been there. When I first started offering one-on-one services, everything was manual. Scheduling, emails, contracts, I was doing it all by hand. But the truth is, if you don't lead your business like a CEO now, it won't grow into the business that allows you to act like one later. Let me say that again. If you don't lead your business like a CEO now, it won't grow into the business that allows you to act like one later. CEO time is not a reward for scaling. It's a requirement for scaling. Even 30 minutes a week to zoom out, look at your data, set priorities, or improve a process, that's CEO work. It's what shifts you from reactive to proactive, from feeling overwhelmed to focused, from burnt out to building something sustainable. But first, let me rewind a bit. What does CEO work actually look like? When I say CEO level work, I'm not talking about wearing a power suit and spending your days in vision casting. No, I'm talking about deciding what matters most for this quarter and aligning your actions to that. I'm talking about making decisions that protect your time and your energy. About designing systems that get results without you having to be in the weeds. This kind of work isn't fluffy. It's high impact. And the frustrating thing is, it's also the kind of work that gets pushed to the bottom of the list when your days are filled with client calls, customer service, and social media. All right, let's take a look at what happens, what the cost is of not making this shift. What happens when you don't act like a CEO in your business? When you stay buried in the daily grind, you keep reinventing the wheel with every new client or project because you don't have a system behind the scenes to tell you exactly how to do that process. You don't have any automations to make part of that process easier. When you stay in the daily grind, you say yes to things that don't align because you haven't actually defined what your direction is. And you feel guilty when you rest, because things only move forward when you're quote unquote on, when you're working. But when you do create space to think and lead like a CEO, then that's where the magic happens. You build systems. You start anticipating instead of reacting. You begin making CEO-level decisions that increase profit and reduce your workload. So why is it so difficult for so many of us as small business owners to break out of this daily grind? We know we shouldn't. We know how we're supposed to be spending our time, and yet we don't. Well, I want you to know it's not because you're lazy, and it's not because you lack ambition. There's three reasons that I've seen. One is that everything feels important. And when everything's urgent, nothing's strategic. Two, you haven't had time to zoom out. When you're buried deep in the weeds, you can't fix the system. You have to step out and look at it from a bird's eye view. And the third one is that you haven't built the muscle of CEO decision making yet. Let's face it, most of us didn't start as CEOs. We're doers, we're service providers, we're helpers. We want to help our clients reach their next goals. We didn't come here with an MBA in how to run a successful business. And switching from doer to leader isn't just about changing tasks. It's about changing how you think about your role. This is what the private podcast of the CEO Sprint helps you do. And I want to walk through a little bit about what that shift will look like. So three signs that you're operating as an operator, not an owner in your business. Number one, you spend most of your day reacting. Your inbox dictates your day. If someone asks for something, you drop everything and go do it. That, my friends, is not leading. That's surviving. Sign number two, you're always in production mode. Client work, content, deliverables, they take 80 to 90% of your week. The problem? If you stop doing, the business stops running. And sign number three, you feel unclear on what really matters. Without clarity, it's easy to stay busy, right? That endless to-do list is always there for us. But you end up avoiding the hard questions, like what's actually driving revenue? And stay in motion instead of making progress. So if this is sounding familiar and resonating with you, I want to show you a little bit of what a CEO reset can look like. What if over the next 7 days, you started carving out even 15 to 30 minutes a day to shift your focus? You don't need a full rebrand. You don't need a new offer. You just need to track how you're spending your time, identify your high impact priorities, and decide how to protect your time for that work. So when I say you need to track how you're spending your time, I can almost guarantee that for most of us, we're probably spending too much time doing those 10-hour tasks and not enough time doing the higher level CEO level tasks. So then we need to identify what our impact priorities are. What tasks actually move the needle? And what do only you as business owner need to do? And then protecting your time for that work. That might mean blocking CEO time on your calendar. Might mean delegating something that's lower impact or just saying no to a shiny idea. And this is what the CEO Sprint walks you through, one step at a time. So if you're listening to this and thinking, yes, I need this kind of clarity, I need this kind of shift, I created the CEO Sprint for you. It's a free 7-episode private podcast you can binge in a weekend or listen to over a week or a couple of weeks. Each episode is 15 minutes or so and builds on the last to help you get clear on where your time's really going. Pinpoint your most valuable tasks, shift into CEO mode without adding more hours, and start making decisions that create more profit and freedom. You can start today just head over to ceoamplify.ca/sprint, put in your name and email, and you'll get instant access. I'll put that link in the show notes in case you're, you know, doing laundry or sitting in the school line pickup. I'm going to leave you with this. You don't need to hustle harder. You don't need to overhaul your entire business. You just need to start thinking like the leader your business needs. Your business deserves a leader at the helm, not a task robot. And you deserve the time and space to lead, dream, and grow without drowning in to-dos. You don't have to overhaul everything. You just have to start with intention. And the CEO Sprint is your next step. Let's make this your turning point. I can't wait to see you inside. Take care. Thank you for joining me on this episode of CEO Amplify. I appreciate you being part of our thriving community of ambitious business owners. If you enjoyed today's episode, I kindly ask you to share this podcast with a friend and take a hot minute to rate and leave a review. It would mean the world to me. Your feedback helps me reach more people and continue providing valuable content. Thanks so much for your support. Keep shining, and we'll catch you on the next episode.